Welcome to the Olivia Towers podcast. I am so glad you are joining us, whether this is your first time or you have been here from the beginning. You are so welcome. I would love for you to share these podcasts onto social media, either on Facebook, which is Olivia Towers Dressage, or Instagram, which is Towers432. Let's get into it. In today's podcast, I'm just giving you a little teaser from one of my exclusive podcasts, which are Take the Reins with Towers. So this one was all around creating a work schedule with your horse, and we cover the benefits of this, why it's important to have a little bit of a plan put in place. I talk you through how to plan a weekly work routine with your horse, and also how to plan a schooling session with your horse. And there is so much crammed into this. I feel like I go off on mini tangents about things, but again, it's just more advice, more knowledge, so that's always good. And also we talk about what to do if a training session goes wrong. I wasn't sure if it should be put in this podcast episode, but I just felt like I wanted to give the advice, give the encouragement. So that is in here as well. There's so many different things whacked into it. So it's a good one. The little segment in this podcast is all around planning a schooling session. So one of my tips for when you are deciding what to do with your horse, when you're going to school them. If after listening to this, you do want to get your hands on the full version and also all of the Take the Reins with Towers episodes, then all you need to do is join our Patreon program. This is a monthly subscription of just £3.20. It's actually in US dollars when you go to do it. So it's $5, but it works out. At £3.20, and you can cancel this subscription at any time. But what the subscription allows is for you to listen to all these exclusive podcasts, and there is so much knowledge and advice and training tips crammed into these guys. Honestly, everybody's saying how much they love them, and they're helping people already, so I'm really, really chuffed. And yeah, I'd love for you guys to join this. To do this, all you need to do is either follow the link that is in the bio for this podcast, or you can go to my website and go to the podcast section. So my website is www.oliviatowersdressage.com. You'll see the podcast section, and then you will see a big old button saying become a patron. Or you, if you're on Instagram, you can go to the link in my bio and you will see exclusive podcast episodes. You just click on there and then it will take you through to the Patreon page. I do need to mention, because this was a bit of a teething problem when we first started this up, before you put your email in and your card details, you have to create an account on the page that you're on the Patreon page. Otherwise, a message is going to keep popping up saying invalid email. And a lot of people struggle with this because it's not very obvious that you have to create an account, unfortunately. But yeah, all you need to do is create an account first, and then you can put in your email, put in your card details, and voila, you will find all the podcasts on there. There are still not loads of them yet because it's such a new thing, but there is one coming every month. And hopefully with more support, I'll be able to up that and just to give you guys more value and just to keep growing this. But it's already gone down really well. And thank you so much, everyone, for the support. And yeah, let's listen to the little teaser, which is all around when to introduce lateral work with your horse, about how to achieve that. Next up on my little list is, and this I guess kind of links in with the goal, is pick one thing to work on per session, one thing that you're going to kind of strive for. So this, a couple of variants with this, you may pick something to work on, you may go into the arena and you may achieve that thing within the first 10 minutes, amazing. You can either kind of go, cool, great. It depends if it's something your horse has been struggling with, I would suggest that you leave it there. Don't worry if it was a short amount of time. Just pat them and be like, you know, literally make it seem like they've just won the Olympics, because they really learn off reward. Or if, you know, it's just something that you wanted to get, but it's not a massive, massive deal that you've got it. You just then move on to a new thing and go, okay, after that building block, what did I want next? it's not that you just because you've achieved that goal, that's it, you can't move on at all. But the reason I say do one thing is because very often what I see with riders is they come into the arena, and this is definitely where the like negative mindset sinks in. They go, oh, I feel useless. I've got so much I need to sort out. Or they look at, you know, a past test sheet, or they listen to something someone said, and they get obsessional about so many different things. And they basically try and start juggling 20 balls in the air at once instead of just learning to throw and catch one ball. And the really important thing to remember is that however clever you are, however talented you are, us human beings can only learn one thing at a time. And that's really important to remember. So if you're wanting to get something really, really good, you just need to focus on that thing, get that, and then move on. There is a variant within this that I'm going to talk about in when the session doesn't go right. Another thing as well you may need to think about is if you want to get ready for a competition, kind of having that competition prep, then obviously that is working on one thing, but there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. But just remember that you have decided, I'm going to work on running through my test. Okay, it's not that you're trying to pick, I'm going to work on running through my test and it being foot perfect and me being like the next Charlotte Dujardin. That's not necessarily what you want to be thinking. But if you run through that test, great, you have achieved the thing you want to do, even if it goes completely wrong. Well done you for running through it, because sometimes it can be a really tricky thing. Well, it is for me. I think that's why I'm saying that. I find running through tests really hard because I want it to be perfect. not perfect, but you know, like really, really good. And I find it frustrating when it's not, and I have to be really careful, and I have to tell myself, no, I achieved what I wanted to achieve, even if it went wrong, I actually ran through that test. So that's just a little thing with picking one thing to work on, and like I said, you can move on. And I will mention another variant later on about that. So there you have it, guys, just a tiny teaser from the podcast I did for my exclusive members. If you want to become one, then just follow what I said at the beginning, and you're so welcome, and I would absolutely love to have you join us.